Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah 3:1, and now we return back to the topic that we ostensibly were starting with and we wanted to get to, which is the topic of Shavuos, oaths. Now, I'll just remind you very briefly, I summed this up in the introduction, but I'm saying it again now. In terms of Shavuos, oaths that are a person takes outside of the context of a court enforcing what to take a Shavua, there are really four types. They are the Shavuos Bitui, an oath of utterance, Shavuos Shav, an oath in vain, Shavuos Ha'edus, swearing that one doesn't have relevant testimony when he does, and Shavuos Ha'pikadon, an oath regarding swearing that one doesn't have a financial liability to somebody. So those four topics are the topics of the next three prakim, meaning the third parak, which we're doing right now, includes a topic of Shavuos Bitui, oath of utterance, and Shavuos Shav, oath in vain, and then Perek Dal will talk about Shavuos Eidos regarding suppressing testimony, and then Perek Hay will talk about Shavuos Pikadon, denying financial responsibilities, and then the last three prakim will talk about court-administered oaths. We'll get to them in their proper time. But over here now in the third parak, let's talk about Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Shav. So as it happens, there are also four subcategories of Shavuos Bitui, and there are also four subcategories of Shavuos Shav. Let's just enumerate them right now. Shavuos Bitui, an oath of utterance, the expression oath of utterance, which is a little strange, comes from the fact that the pasuk says specifically, "O nefesh ki sishava levate." If a person should swear levate, to utter, b'sfasayim, with his lips. So the fact that it's called levate, to utter with his lips, tells you that that's what the expression of Shavuos Bitui is. And then it says lahara o lehetiv, to literally means to do bad or do good, but this is referring to doing good or bad to himself. So lahara, to do bad to oneself, means to restrict himself from some benefit, like to forswear some benefit. He won't drink wine today. And lehetiv, he swears to do something good for himself. He swears that he will drink wine today. Okay? And as you recall, there are going to be, in addition, two more added to that. That's Machlokas Tanaim, but that's what we set up to now, so let's stick to that for right now. The other two are not that one will or will not do something, but rather also that something did or did not happen. Okay, so that's the two that are four. Those are Shavuos Bitui, the four categories of oaths, in terms of Shavuos Bitui, of oaths of utterance, for which one would be liable to bring a korban ol of a yard if he violates them b'shogeg. If he violates b'mezid intentionally, essentially lying, then the consequence will be malchus, lashes, the raisa. Okay, in addition, then you have Shavuos Shav later on at the end of the parak. Shavuos Shav, the oath in vain, also has four subcategories. They basically boil down to either swearing about something which is patently true, so obvious everyone can see it, or patently false, everyone can see it's not true what you're saying. Both those would be oaths in vain. In addition, if you swear about something which is impossible, you swear you're going to jump to the moon, or that you're not going to sleep, for 100 years, or for 3 days for that matter, then that's, of course, false. No one can not sleep for 100 years, or even for 3 days, and no one can jump to the moon, so therefore that's also Shavuos Shav. And in addition, you have, if you take a shvuah regarding something which the Torah contradicts what the Torah said. So there's a basic principle, you can't take a shvuah against an existing shvuah. So since everybody already is like forsworn from Har Sinai, they're going to keep the Torah. So if you say, you swear that you're not going to eat matzah on Pesach, but the Torah said, yes, you are, so that shvuah is not binding. And in fact, it's a shvuah shav, it's an oath of vain. One takes a shvuah shav intentionally, b'mezid, the consequences will be malchus, lashes. If one takes a shvuah shav and he violates it, and he does it, but it's a shvuah shav b'shogeg, inadvertently, so then there's no earthly punishment down here at all. Okay, that's the backstory. So let's see now, inside says the Mishnah, Shavuos Shtaim Shen Arba. Shavuos, meaning Shavuos Bitui, oaths that a person declares, not in a bezdin, regarding someone that he, are Shtaim, are two, meaning he swears that he will or will not do something. Shen Arba, that are really also two more, because totaling four, because he can also swear about something that did or did not happen in the past, says the Mishnah inside. Shavuos She'ochal, if a person takes, he swears, I will eat, that's will do something, that's lehetiv. V'shelo ochal, or a person says, I won't eat today, that's lahara, that's something he will not do. But in addition, the two more are she'achalti, about something which happened in the past, that I swear I did eat yesterday, or v'shelo achalti, a person takes an oath swearing he did not eat yesterday, swearing about something which did or did not happen in the past. Those are the two that are the additional two to a total of four. Okay, fine. Now, next part of the Mishnah, in my Mishnah, this is just separated by a comma here, but really this is like a new paragraph if you ask me. We're going to say, what if a person says, this is very important though, I don't mean to, this is very essential to Shavuos, but it's like a new new thought, in my opinion. If a person says, what happens if a person says, Shvua shlo ochal v'achal kol shehu? What if a person takes a shvua, he says, I'm not going to eat tomorrow, and then he eats something tiny, you know, he eats a sprinkle of a cupcake, he eats a crouton, he eats a chocolate chip. So, is he on the hook? Says the Mishnah, Chayev div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, he's on the hook. He's liable now to a chatas, because he said he wouldn't eat, and he ended up eating something. He ate a chocolate chip. And that's it was a mistake, but that's what you bring the olive yard for. Amar lo, but the rabbis query that. They say to Rabbi Kiva, Heichen matzinu ba'ochel kol shehu shu chayev. Shezeh chayev. Where do we ever see that, you know, if you eat, in terms of eating, the shiur, or the definition of a ma'is achil, an act of eating, is eating the quantity of an olive, a kazayas. So if you eat less than that, when did you ever see you're liable to some punishment? For example, the Torah says, you know, you can't definitely cannot eat bacon, right? From a, you know, it's not kosher. But if you eat just one little piece of bacon, like a bacon bit, so then, although you're not going to get punished, no lash of that, because you didn't have a kazayas. So how all of a sudden here, guy said he wouldn't eat, and he ate a little sprinkle, a little cupcake, a little crouton, or a little chocolate chip. How could he be chayv now? It's not the volume of an olive. Amar lehen, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded back to them, v'chi heichan matzino b'medaber u'mevi korban. The whole thing is mechudash. Where do we usually see that a person brings korbanos for something he says? That's not normally. The guy violated his speech. That's a whole new innovative halacha. And the point is that we interpret a shvua based on lashon b'nei adam, what a normal person means. So, says Rabbi Akiva, a person who says, I'm not going to eat, he means I'm not eating anything, not even one chocolate chip. Since the person said he's not eating, and he meant even one chocolate chip, if he eats a chocolate chip, so now he'll be on the hook. Shazem adabra mevi korban. This is an unusual case where the special punishment is, one who speaks and violates what he says has to bring a korban. Now, the chachamim agree with the basic principle that when one takes a shvua, we interpret the restriction of the shvua based on what's the normal usage of those words, lashem b'nei adam. However, the chachamim hold, listen, if a person employs a word like achila, eating, so the definition he has in mind is the Torah's definition. The Torah's definition of a ma'is achila, an act of eating, is with a kazayas amount, not less than that. Therefore, he didn't mean to restrict less than a kazayas to be punishable for the korban. So, and that'll be the din. Now, more than that, says the mission, almost like a new paragraph again. What if a person says, Shvua shlo ochel va'achal v'shasa? What if a person takes a shvua about one thing but does two things? So he says he won't eat, he swears he won't eat today, and then he forgets, and he eats and he drinks. So is that one violation or two violations? Everyone's going to agree that shtia is, in this context, drinking is included in the achila, eating restriction, but since he only took, you know, one obligation not to eat, and he did achila and shtia, but those are two kind of acts that were included in that expression of his shlo ochal, in ochayev ela achas, he brings us one korban. However, if his shvua was shvua shlo ochal vishlo eshta, the person swears he will neither eat nor drink. So by saying he won't drink after saying he won't eat, of course he didn't mean just eating, he meant eating or drinking as two separate specific things, because drinking would be included in the first part, not eating. The verse took on kind of like a two-pronged commitment. Each prong stands in its own, and that being the case, if v'achal v'shasa, he both eats and drinks, when he said he wouldn't, chayv shtayim, he'll bring two separate chataos, if he did an accident, b'shogeg, because he made two separate commitments, not to eat and not to drink, and he did both of those things.